That was great. Everyone went really quiet before I'd even done anything. So good evening. It's lovely to see you. Particularly lovely to see you because at about 2 minutes to seven, there was no one in here. And there was that sense of, okay, but it's great to see you. Thank you for coming. Welcome, particularly welcome to Mal Calladine. I'm delighted that Mal is here. Also slightly nervous, I have to say. Mal is a dear friend who hasn't yet got me kicked out of a church, but it's only a matter of time. It is great to have Mal here, and I know that what he's going to bring tonight is going to, there's going to be challenge in it, there's going to be encouragement in it, and it's wonderful that he's here with us. So thank you, Mal. I look forward to all that you're going to bring to us. I was just reading Psalm 62. My soul finds rest in God alone. My salvation comes from him. He alone is my rock and my salvation. He is my fortress. I shall never be shaken. And then it goes on in verse 5. Find rest, O my soul, in God alone. My hope comes from him. He alone is my rock and my salvation. He is my fortress. I shall not be shaken. My salvation and my honor depend on God. He is my mighty rock, my refuge. Trust in him at all times, O people. Pour out your hearts to him, for God is our refuge. And then in verse 11, one thing God has spoken, two things have I heard, that you, O God, are strong, and that you, O Lord, are loving. We're here tonight to worship a strong, loving God. Trust in him at all times, O people. Pour out your hearts to him, for God is our refuge. Let's stand together as we start our worship. Lord God, we welcome you here. We thank you that you are with us by your Spirit. And we pray that we might move deeper into your presence. We pray that we would know your strength and your love tonight. We welcome you, Lord, and ask that you would meet with us. Help us to worship you in spirit and in truth. Come, Lord Jesus, come. Mal, I think it's over to you then. Come forward. Now, seriously, I'm just delighted that Mal is with us. Mal, and we've known each other now for quite a long time. I don't know how long. 15 years. And we've had a lot of adventures along the way, including Barcelona, Budapest, various places on European Church Planting Network. Yeah, and Mal, let me get this right. You were with you were down in Brixton, and then you went to St. Andrews, Chorleywood for a bit, to help launch Soul Survivor. Then from there to Sheffield.
Yeah.
Just to be on the team with Mike Breen at St. Tom's.
Yeah.
Which included having one of the biggest 20s, 30s works in the country at the time, working with 20s and 30s and the Ritzy nightclub. And all of that. You can tell that story another time. And then Roxy. That was close. South Carolina. Do you want to come up here? It's a bit weird.
Yeah.
South Carolina.
Yep.
For how many years?
Three and a half.
Three and a half. You got a microphone on?
Yes, I have.
Okay. Three and a half years in South Carolina at a church of how many?
3,000 when we arrived, 5,000 when we left.
Was that all down to you?
No, it's all down to Jesus.
Good answer. And then you've been back in this country
8 years.
8 years.
Yeah, I was a young man when we got back.
It's great that you're here. I want to pray for you, and I'm looking forward to what you're going to share with us. Father, thank you for all that you've done in and through Mal over the years, and thank you for the way he's always had a heart for raising up others. Thank you for what you're doing now with him and others in Bristol, and Bath and the surrounding areas. Thank you for his faithfulness to you, Lord. And I pray that as he speaks to us tonight, we would hear your voice clearly. Amen.
Amen. Well, it's really great to be. And can I say thank you as somebody who's got to journey with Simon and Sue through the whole journey of them coming to move here and them going, we snuck in this church on the way back from, I can't remember, you were, Cheltenham or somewhere, and it was brilliant, and nobody knew who we were, but what an amazing welcoming church. That's where we want to go. And I just remember Simon and Sue's process and how much a hand of God was in that. So it's been a real pleasure for us to come and see their 11th century manor and all the ways they're suffering for Jesus. It's in this great place. Tonight what I wanted to do is really just share a bit of where I'm up to, which is kind of a clash of two things going on in my head at the moment. One of them is in our church in Bristol. We're going through a study of James, and we're almost coming to the end of James. I've been in the book of James for a while. And the other is, I've been thinking about what makes culture contagious? What makes things contagious? So the two things that I'm wanting to kind of bring together, where things intersect today for me, is just thinking about the book of James, and particularly how things become contagious. And this is because, that's my family. Actually, that's a family from this half term, a little while back now, maybe a year or maybe even 2 years ago, when we got to go to Harry Potter World, which is in Watford, and it's really cool. As in, you don't have to like Harry Potter, you just need to like movies, because it's almost an interactive museum of seeing how movies work. And if you like Harry Potter, it helps even more. But that's the one on the right there is the big Hogwarts that they use for all the big shots, and they had to move which production area it was in, because they'd find camera shake on it every now and again, and they discovered it was the tubes.